USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is hitting the White House over the ongoing border crisis.
CBP is tracking the largest surge in migrant apprehensions in 20 years.
The Kentucky Republican saying the crisis on the southern border continues to escalate. The suspect in the attack on a Boulder grocery store is making his first appearance in court, Judge Thomas Mulvihill giving the defense more time to prepare its case.
I'll authorize that status conference to be set in about 60 to 90 days. I understand the concerns that you have, Mr. Doherty, but at the same time, I want to make sure that the defense has ample opportunity to prepare to move forward.
The suspect is being held without bond and is charged with killing 10 people at the King Supers grocery store on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
A drug maker is releasing more data regarding their COVID-19 vaccine.
AstraZeneca released more data Wednesday for its COVID-19 vaccine, saying the shot was 76% effective at preventing COVID-19. The company had said earlier it had a 79% efficacy rate. The recent report was based on 190 cases, 49 more cases than the company had analyzed earlier. I'm Lance Pry from the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau.
The federal government says 127 million coronavirus stimulus checks have gone out. The latest batch included roughly 37 million direct payments totaling almost $83 billion. The Treasury Department saying more checks will be issued in the coming weeks, mostly via direct deposit. The $1,400 stimulus payments also being distributed via paper checks or prepaid debit cards, although the Treasury Department saying those will take a bit longer to process. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
With a little bit more on one of our top stories, Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis says he's ruling out claims that the Boulder mass shooting suspect had any ties to terrorist groups. The shooting suspect's brother telling the Daily Beast this was not at all a political statement, it's a mental illness. To which former FBI agent Chris Swecker tells Fox News sometimes it's about people reporting family members if they are mentally unstable, it's not about gun control legislation.
Colorado has every gun law known to this country. I mean, they have a red flag law, which is a law that allows family or law enforcement to petition to have a gun removed from someone who appears to be dangerous and mentally unstable. But that didn't prevent this incident. I think, honestly, as a commentator, I can say that I think there's some responsibility on the part of family and friends to invoke that law.
A third congressional Democrat has announced opposition to a plan being seriously considered by Speaker Nancy Pelosi to overturn the results of Iowa's second congressional district election. Michigan Democrat Alyssa Slotkin saying, "I'm sorry, I cannot support overturning an election, especially given everything that's gone on and what we've been hearing about from the Republican side of the aisle." Election officials in Iowa certified Republican Marionette Miller Meeks as the winner by 6 votes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.